Monte Carlo, is it? Is it Monte? Is it really Monte Carlo?
Oh. Morning, lad.
Hello.
Who's
that?
Dave Windsor from Riviera 104, your friendly station on 104 FM. How are you, Peter?
I'm fine, but we've got a big sign up in our studio that says no anoracking. You'll probably get me fired for doing all that.
I won't do that. Nothing of the sort, dear boy.
If I do get fired, can I come and work for you?
Of course you can. I've already got you on the short list.
That's good. Yeah, you've got a very good line from Monte Carlo, actually.
It's not too bad, is it?
Not too bad
at all.
I
hope nobody's listening who works for the station, but it's better, we've got a better line on the telephone to Dublin than we have on 104 FM.
Really?
Indeed.
It often happens that way. We have our problems here sometimes like that as well. Tell us a little bit about the station, Dave.
Well, it used to be a station called Radio Sovereign, which was a radio station in London, playing oldies all day. And then they decided to go down to the Riviera and blast out the Côte d'Azur with non-stop music. Hmm. And after that, it was on about 18 months, and after that it was bought out by an Australian concern. And they changed the name to Riviera 104, and we play all hit music round the clock, 24 hours a day. And we keep the people up to date with local information, what's going on in the area. We're basically broadcasting to the tourists, Peter, so we're not allowed to speak any other foreign languages, which is a bit tricky for me, because I do an Hail Klein Beetje Nederlands, a bit of Dutch on the radio, you see.
Ah,
but, only did it once, and once was enough, according to the managing director, so we don't do it anymore. But it's good fun down there. We go into the main part of Monte Carlo quite often, and we, funnily enough, we were asked to do an outside broadcast from a boat in Monte Carlo Harbour, but it turned out that we weren't able to do that because there are different laws in France as opposed to what there are in Italy. Mm. And this is why we're actually on the border of Monte Carlo, a place called Ventimiglia, which is literally on the border between Italy and France. Monton is the first French town into France. And Monte Carlo is just next to that, so it's quite good fun. We've got about 35, 40 degrees Celsius every single day just to make you feel jealous.
Mm.
I was over in Waterford about a week ago. I got back on Tuesday.
Oh.
2 weeks in fabulous country over there. You know, I worked there for a long time.
We well remember your a week or so on Radio Nova, weren't you?
No, I wasn't, actually.
Oh.
No, it was the community station up the road.
Oh, yes, I know, a little station in Port Marnock somewhere,
right,
isn't it?
Yeah, I met a good friend of mine up there called Oscar Murphy.
Oh, I remember Oscar quite well.
Not a bad chap, didn't think much of his programmes, but there we go.
Nor did I, to be honest with you.
I'll get you for that.
And then you went to Watery Wireless for a wee while too.
Well, that was a fabulous experience, actually.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say much about it or not?
I don't see why not.
Well,
you can only get me sacked once.
Oh, well, fair enough. There's a job waiting, lad.
Mm.
So I went out to a radio station on the North Sea called Caroline, actually. And I was out there about 17 days, and the first 2 weeks of October 1984 were fabulous because it was really calm. It was very, very warm. And remember a guy called John Lewis?
Yeah, know him well.
I thought you might do. Well, he was doing top tracks on the station one afternoon, and Windsor decided to take all his clothes off, and just as Moss opened the microphone to do a link, Windsor jumped off the side. That gave the game away, didn't it? Jumped off the side of the boat, and within 30 seconds, the current is so strong out there, I was from one end of the ship to the other.
Wow.
And then I came back again, and after that, we had a force 8, between a force 8 and a force 12 gale. And I was sort of segwaying records and signalling to the production studio for people to do segways and saying, hang on, I'll be back after I've been sick.
Oh,
had to come back to the studio and do another link, and I wasn't at all a happy man, so I had to come off.
Makes me feel I'm glad to have my feet on dry land.
I'd love to do it again, but unfortunately it's too... It really is... People think that working on an offshore radio station is pretty romantic, but I can tell you it's not very much fun when you don't feel well and you've got to... I remember one particular day, I was about to say this is Radio Caroline, and all of a sudden the microphone disappeared because it's on a sort of spring and it shot up towards the ceiling and I couldn't get it back. So it was great fun. We went out to the other station out there called, I'll just say the American station anchored outside the international waters of your cute little country.
Yeah.
And we got a speedboat across there and we had a good crack out there, so... Good fun for 3 weeks, but it's nice to be back on dry land where the turntables don't keep skipping.
Especially out in the sunshine where you are now.
Don't mention mention that word, lad.
Yes, that's a no-no, isn't it?
When are you coming over for a holiday?
I'd very much like to. I have a fortnight coming to me in about 3 weeks' time.
Does she mind?
A fortnight, yeah. No, the end of September, first week in October.
Well, if you've got some, if you've got a bit of kelp, as they say in Holland, a bit of cash together, you'll have to come down and see us at Riviera.
Okay, and of course that applies to any of our listeners. If you're going to the Riviera for a holiday, and they can get in touch with you, can't they? Have a few requests to be played.
Indeed, and I can go up to the vocals and records and go, sing! Now, I've got a request here for you.
Oh, yeah?
This bit of paper's just been handed to me, Peter, that says, ask him, which must be you, is Skip Cameron still in Ireland?
Yes, he is indeed. Yes, I was talking to him only the other day. Yes, Skip Cameron is still around. He's not doing any radio work at all at the moment. He's in a studio regularly, but he doesn't do any work. He just sort of lazes about the place, smoking cigarettes and drinking Scotch whiskey.
Sounds like my sort of station.
He really doesn't do any work at all. But there was a rumour a little while back that he was going back on the air again on a certain station, but I tackled him about it and he said no, there's no truth in the rumour at all.
Well, send him our love from Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo, right, okie doke. I got a record by Mike St. James I'm being forced to play here. They're twisting my arm, so I shall have to say bye-bye to you.
Okay, matey.
It was very nice to hear from you.
Lovely to hear from you.
Super.
As I say, I'll leave my address and telephone number with some people that I get in touch with regularly in England.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, if you get some spare time and a bit of money, come down and join us in the sun, Peter.
I know the phone call's costing you a fortune, but will you hold up the line? And while I play the record, I'll have another little chat with you.
You want me to do a Toto, do you?
Oh, dear. Oh, I've enjoyed our little anorak chat. It's
what's that?
What?
Oh, it's an anorak. As far as I knew, it was something you wore when it got wet.
Yeah, well, that as well. Hold the line, I'll have a chat with you off air while I play Mike St. James and Only One Love. Okay,
Stop.
Bye, Dave.
Cheers, mate.
I needed the 5 minutes of Mike St. James and Only One Love to get over that phone call. Ah, oh, fantastic. Only cost them £327.
Darling,
2 shillings and 4p saved me.
Pretty lonesome. I call you on the phone, so that I don't have a dime.
You thought I wasn't going to come in at the end of that record there, didn't you? I got news for you. I very nearly didn't. I've been handed a request to play for Colette Rocalls. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Colette. If you wanted an Elvis Presley or a Shakin' Stevens record, well, we've got more Elvis Presley fans listening to this radio station than are listening to any refrigerator in Dublin. Your husband John's thinking of you. Hi, Colette, from Hubby John.
Sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
Elvis the Pelvis. It's Magic AM and FM, easy listening and middle of the road music, except when I'm on. And nobody sleeps when I'm on. There's some of that naughty boogie woogie music we're not supposed to play. What's wrong with a bit of status quo?
Yeah. favorite bands.
Status quo. I still can't get over that phone call all the way from Monte Carlo. Dave Windsor live on Magic Radio. Super stuff. Who could we get to top that? Ah, well, never mind. Might be another one tomorrow. You never know. It's 5 to 2. Stand by for Mark Weller with his news bulletin and his marathon program, which will be up to the usual low standard today. Sorry, Mark. Didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Brilliant. I'll be back with Bob Gallagher tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. A couple of competitions, Drake's Restaurant and Super Photo. And then with the oldies from 12 until 2, with the competition from Dolphin Discs in Stephen Street to win an album. That's all on payday, Friday. Poets Day tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye. And we'll leave you with this one from Go West. Goodbye, girl.